Welcome to the Kingdom Citizen Podcast. We're going deeper as we think about our last episode on God's unfolding kingdom story, the story that is rarely told, and for many of us, we've never heard. You know, as we think about that story, when it settles in, it becomes a unifier of all of Scripture. That's what the kingdom story is. It brings it all together for us. It fills gaps. It answers questions. It takes these seemingly weird or out of place stories that we've kind of had taught to us here and there and brings them all together as a unifier. You know, I love it how in God's kingdom story, when it's unfolded for us, we see that God's unfolding kingdom story is revealing His sovereign authority over and over again, demonstrating throughout history that God has the right to rule. And here's what I want you to really get as we take a deeper dive into it, and you look back and you really think on that story and how that story comes at you and lands on your heart. The whole point is about finding our place in God's kingdom story. You know, and here's what I want you to get. Really let this land on you. When we find our place in God's kingdom story, here's what it does for us. We understand that God is in control. Think back on that meta-narrative that we heard, that story. Over and over again, God is proclaiming to His creation, "Trust me, I'm in control." Even when it seems like the world is out of control, God is proclaiming to us through His kingdom story, "I'm in control. When you are in my hands, you are secure, you are firm, you're on a platform of stability. As the world quakes and shakes, as it rattles and groans, I am in control." And finding our place in God's story, it puts ourselves under His control. It comes up under His care, His provision for our lives, and it puts us on a platform of stability in a world that seems to be shaking all around us. Now, here's what I want you to see in that story. Just taking a deeper dive into it, taking a real harder look at it. Here's what I want you to see. That God is able and He is directing the course of history to bring about His purposes. Throughout history past, in the present, and whatever might come in the future, God is shaping and moving everything that's coming at us to bring about the purposes of His kingdom. So when I'm worried about current events, if I might be living in fear over what could happen in the future by financial or political or social or environmental issues, I know that God is able to shape the course of history to bring about His purpose. Listen, I've read the back of the book. I hope you have too. That's where it tells the story of God culminating His kingdom, bringing it about, fulfilling His purposes, and finding our place in the kingdom story. Here's what it's telling us. That I see and I observe God shaping the course of history to bring about His purposes. And when I find myself in that kingdom story, that's where I say, I see He's in control and I trust Him in the shaping and the meandering of the course of history. I trust Him and I follow Him through the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs. I stand and live on that solid foundation, that stable platform that God is in control. I'm with Him. I'm working with Him. I'm following Him as He's shaping the course of history to bring about His purpose. To find our place in the story is when we understand He's in control. He's directing the course of history to bring about His kingdom purposes, and understanding that rejection or rebellion against His authority does not diminish or eliminate His rule. His right to rule, His right to reign is not thwarted by any rejection or rebellion of it. When we want to really apply this, before we look outward to the world around us and to the systems and structures, it'd be best to just first apply that right into the center of our own heart. Because each and every one of us have rejected His authority. We have rebelled against His right to rule our lives. and finding our place in the kingdom story is when we come to that realization and we come to that point of surrender and say, you have the right to rule this life, and enter into a relationship with the King of all kings and allow him to let his reign come over our life. Let his rule be established in the center of who we are, and live out the remainder of our time upon this earth as a kingdom citizen. You know, finding your place in this story, it might sound something like this, where we proclaim there is a king, and he has a kingdom, his rule and his reign over all of creation. And I am an ambassador of the king with a message of his kingdom, and extending an invitation to you, saying, come out of the kingdoms of this world and come in to the kingdom of God, to where you can say, as I have, your kingdom come, your will be done, and let it begin in me as a kingdom citizen.